Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our hot, steamy forecast continues this week, but a few cooling storms for the lucky will be around. Hot today with a high in the mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices again, spotty random storms just about any hour, but particularly afternoon and evening hours. That's the best chance. Low tonight, 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky, high around 93, then widely scattered storms and low to mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. Public services will likely be held next weekend. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. Now, if confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in here. 7 after 9. I am fresh off of a 5-day vacation.
He's
4.5
back.
Day vacation. Yeah. I'm rested and ready.
You're freed from the tyranny of Dave's bumpers?
Yeah. That, you know, bumper music's an art.
I know.
It's not a science.
Oh, I know.
You can't just plug in your favorite 10 songs.
I can.
Well, you can, and you did. You did. Friday's third hour bumpers were bananas. I'll be honest with you.
That was Klabe's favorite song.
Yeah, that was that was bonkers.
It was a sop to 84.
Yes.
You didn't even show up.
Yeah, I know. I got the text. Won't be there, boys. I thought, eh. Eh.
Yeah.
You know, Brady Moore said he double scheduled.
We had to do it without him.
Who, you know.
We didn't
what can you do?
We didn't have any complaints.
What can you do? Well, you'll never get complaints if 84 is not here.
We got a lot of compliments. No complaints.
It was excellent. I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to probably half or more of the 2 days. And
I did. I told Michelle, I was like, Baron, you know, it's like I'm really kind of hosting his show, you know. And she was like, what did he say? I was like, he said we did a good job.
Yeah, you
like,
did a great job.
I was proud.
No, you did a great
I was like,
job.
You know, because you were. I mean, look. There's two things. It has to be, you know, almost the quality of what we do, but also has to be better than a replay.
Yeah.
See, if a replay would have been better, then that would have been disappointing.
Yeah.
Replay definitely wouldn't have been better.
We do play replays from time to time.
Yeah.
And we'll play one on the July 4th
like July
holiday.
4th, yeah.
Yeah. But I would rather do live.
Well, that's why when you brought it up, I was like, well, if Joey can come run the board, then yeah, I'll do it because it's just, I mean, it's better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, who's going to listen to the replay? I wouldn't.
I'm not going to listen to it. I don't expect we'll have chart-busting numbers on July 4th either, but that's the way it works. I do have a few stories about Indiana.
He came in with his big stack.
I got a big stack. I do have a big stack. But I got stories about Indiana.
About Indiana.
Yeah. For one thing, their weather's awesome, and our weather sucks. I'm not kidding, Dave. Everything in Indiana, if you're not in the city, even if you're in the city, everything's
right.
built on a 1 mile grid.
Okay,
so if you go out of your, we stayed kind of out in the country a little bit in a farmhouse,
mm-hmm.
and we were at the corner of two streets. Now that means if you go up one street, over one street, down one street, and back to where you started, that's exactly 4 miles or roughly 4 miles. And so I did my morning run on these country roads. In between cornfields, there were some wheat fields, there was a cow field up there, and I'm doing my run. It's 62 degrees. The humidity's like negative 27. It's actually, you're donating moisture to the air. It's there's no humidity whatsoever in the air. And I got done with a 4 mile run, I wasn't even sweating. I was a little short of breath and red faced, but I
right.
wasn't even remotely sweating. There's nothing to hold your moisture to you. As soon as it hits your surface of your skin, it's gone. It evaporates, like being in a desert. It's beautiful. So that's the first thing I noticed. Second thing I noticed is we covered the cost, the price of corn and the wet
mm-hmm.
situation up
mm-hmm.
there. Corn's going to be a fortune this fall.
It's worse than we think.
It's so much worse than you think. These cornfields at this time of year should be shoulder high.
Mm-hmm.
Sprouts.
Yeesh.
Some of them are sprouts. Some of them aren't planted at all.
Mm.
That they're just not going to plant this year. But some of them are, you know, maybe 2-4 inches sprouts.
Mm.
There were some that looked like they may have been a little higher or had a little grade to them and the water didn't just sit on them. But they were still getting rain as of a few days ago. It's just a horrific, awful situation. Corn is going to be really, really high. I don't know. My understanding is the whole Midwest is that way.
Mm.
Kentucky had some corn on the way up there. Kentucky sucks. Kentucky just sucks. I was forced to stop there twice, not on my own accord.
Oh, no.
Yes. Once was because they had a Culver's, and I can't pass a Culver's.
Yeah.
It's an amazing restaurant. It's absolutely phenomenal. You get these big, juicy burgers, but they got crisp edges,
mm-hmm.
and they got fresh veggies, and they're on butter rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And they have milkshakes. Yeah. Hand-dipped milkshakes.
Don't they have... No, what's the thing there? The milkshake, but it's like a, it's something else.
It's custard.
Right? There you go, custard.
It's a custard shake. Yeah,
custard.
It's unbelievable. They, and when you I want a strawberry, they put real strawberries in it.
Hey now,
and blended it up.
Can't beat that with a bat.
No. So all the garbage fast food you get everywhere else. I was glad to be back in the South. I got a Jack's Burger yesterday. Can't get those in the North. But anyway. It was a good trip. Good family vacation. Got up there, saw some cousins and aunts and uncles and things you don't see very often. You know, like you do at a family reunion.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. I do have in my giant stack of stuff some local Alabama news, including a massacre that took place.
Oh, no.
I don't know what of this stuff you guys have covered. Some of this stuff is a few days old. Did you guys cover the fact that Holy Cross is closing?
No.
Holy Cross Episcopal School will close after 20 years of operation. Here's what makes... Here's the reason...
Here in Montgomery?
Yeah. It's on Bell Road.
Oh, okay.
Here's the reason I pulled this story. It made me feel old. Because to me, Holy Cross is the Episcopal School that just opened on Bell Road a few years ago.
Right.
Because I remember when it opened. Because I was living over that way when they were building it.
Gotcha.
I don't know what's going to go in that building. I guess nothing.
Great.
That'll run down the property value.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know what I'm talking, you know where it was?
Uh-uh.
It was on, if you go to the corner of Vaughn and Bell, like where Heirloom Jewelers is, take Bell Road towards Troy Highway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know. Okay, yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Closed.
Wow.
Not opening. The Reverend Candace Frazier. I don't know if you call her father or not. I don't know how that works when she's a female.
No idea.
Call her mother?
No idea.
I mean, do Episcopals call... Don't they call him father?
I don't know.
The priest that...
Never been.
You know who I'm talking about. The priest that Dan Morris has in. I think they call him Father Andrew, don't they? You don't know. Well, she's a chick, so I don't know what we would call her. Mother. I'm going to call her mother. Mother Frazier.
Mother.
Mother Frazier said they worked hard over the past few years to increase... Maybe that's why they're closing. Got broads as priests. Worked hard over the past few years to increase enrollment, minimize expenses, bolster giving by our faithful supporters in the community. They've welcomed many new faces into the family, but the overall enrollment and giving have not reached the level needed to continue to operate. And here is where I knew she was bonkers. Holy Cross said declining trend in enrollment reflects partially the good public school options in Montgomery County.
Oh.
So that woman's lost it. Here's the massacre. You ready for this? Pike Road, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
150 geese slaughtered.
Wow. What happened?
150 geese slaughtered in the waters. You know they got that big pool out there in the water? It's like a mile long.
Somebody just come out there with a machine gun or what?
I have no idea. Now, they said it was done humanely, but I don't believe that. You can't humanely kill a goose. Probably just wring their necks. I don't know. But they said they had
they didn't even make foie gras?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, 150 geese?
You know how many... have you ever had goose breast? It's delicious.
I don't think so.
I have. It's phenomenal. I had it soaked in a balsamic vinaigrette for 24 hours.
Ooh.
I came home to my friend's house. This was in high school, actually. I came home to my friend's house, and they had two Canada geese hanging up by the necks.
Right.
On the... rafters of their carport or whatever. I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, we're going to eat them. And I watched his father cut them open, pull the breasts out, put them in Ziploc bags, pour in a balsamic vinaigrette, seal them up, throw them in the fridge, and we ate them the next day on the grill.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I say that sounds good.
Phenomenal. Some residents of the waters, a residential community in Pike Road, had voiced their complaints about the amount of geese feces. That kind of sounds good, geese feces. Kind of goes together.
Yeah.
Be a good, like, grunge band name, Geese Feces.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
There's worse band names.
Diarrhea Planet.
Is that a name?
Yeah, they're actually, like, a pretty good band.
Are they
like,
really?
But you wouldn't know it because, I mean, who's going to listen to it because of their name?
You told me the theory about band names, you can tell if they're terrible by their name.
I personally, yes. Like, they're like
that didn't hold for Screaming Trees. That's a terrible name, but they were okay.
They're kind of off-brand and sorry, in my opinion.
They're kind of off-brand?
Yeah.
Like low-budget Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like downscale grunge, you know? Like when you can't find the comfort in and you got to go for the sleep in?
Jennifer Akridge, assembly manager for the water. What the hell's an assembly manager? I read this story the first time. I thought,
a lot of questions about this story.
Assembly manager for the waters confirmed the removal of some, but not all, of the Canada geese that are a familiar sight in the community. He said the removal took place early in the week. They took out 150 geese. You know they're Canada geese, not Canadian geese.
Oh, really?
Yes. Don't confuse it.
So they don't owe you $11?
No.
Okay.
No, they're just, it's the type of geese. Goose. Gotcha. Canada
geese. Okay.
No, they don't know. It's $16, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
Don't try to shortcut me another five.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm still waiting for the Canadian that's going to make that right. I don't want it from an American.
Right.
I don't want it from, like, a Canadian green card holder. I want it from somebody born under the maple leaf. I don't want it from somebody vacationed in B.C. last week. No, I want it from an actual Canadian. Someone with a red and white flag hanging up in their yard. We'll be back. 272-9228.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At GNC, we don't meet standards, we set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery Subaru.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At GNC, we don't meet standards, we set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
One thing I heard on the radio, I mean on the family reunion. Love your show, man. I swear, Indiana. Cousin from Texas. He's like, yeah, I listen every now and then.
Who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody listen.
People up in Indiana listen. Texas. Georgia. Tennessee. Indiana.
Kansas. Washington, D.C.
All of, we're worldwide, bro.
Canada.
Well, we're huge in Canada. Aldo.
Korea.
We got people in Korea. We got people in Europe listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, he's just a businessman in Zaire.
Right.
You know how that is.
Yeah, that works.
Jenkins Tire and Auto, I know how that works. Just go by and drop your car off. Go by and drop your car off. It's downtown. It's probably, gosh, what's, I don't know, probably the most convenient location in downtown because it's mm-hmm. off, just mm-hmm. one block off of Madison, but it's still just right there. It's 38 East Jefferson. It's on the corner of Jefferson and Perry. Jefferson and Perry. One block off of Madison. You drop your stuff off there. Or you can call ahead of time. 262-1996. 262-1996. Jenkins Tire and Auto can take care of absolutely anything. Doesn't matter whether it's a special vintage car, you know, a 1971 Mustang something or other. Or whether it's just, you know, like a 2008 Toyota Camry. You know, if it needs brakes, if it needs tires, if it needs any engine work, routine maintenance, if you want to save money off of the dealership experience, plus hassle and everything else, take your car over to Jenkins Tire and Auto. Doesn't matter what kind of car it is, foreign, domestic, they handle them all. They got ASE certified mechanics, diesel mechanics, and more. They can do everything from a tractor to a tractor trailer. So you get over to Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, corner of Jefferson and Perry, and you're going to love them. I promise you're going to love them. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. For those of you wondering if this is a replay, this is Monday, June 24.
2019.
Well, I didn't want to give too much of it. I think it's the only Monday, June 24 we've had yet, because we've only been on the air 5 years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's coming up in a month.
That's right, less than a month.
Yeah. It's
maybe like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. The only thing we got to figure out is, are we going to celebrate on Friday before it or the Monday after? Probably the Friday before.
Friday.
Yeah.
Well, the actual party, we'll celebrate the whole time, you know.
I mean, well.
We can bring it up on Friday and on Monday.
I'm celebrating now.
Well, duh.
But the actual party, well, we need to have some sort of a get-together.
We do.
We need a bash.
Yeah?
We could do like a lunch bash at Midtown, have people stop by.
Yeah?
Tell them to clear out the dining room. Could do that. I wonder if it's nice enough. Would it be too hot to eat outside?
Way too hot.
Why is it so damn hot in the middle down of the here? I'm telling you, Dave, I forgot how hot it was until I went up there.
The very first thing Baron said to me before we came in today, he's like, no good morning, no nothing. He goes, Dave, the weather here sucks.
It's too hot.
It's like, I went up to Indiana, I got used to it, and now this sucks. I'm in hell.
I was 4 days, 5 days up there, and I felt great. Actually, we were only there 4 days, because the first night we were in Nashville, I actually went to dinner with a friend of mine, saw his new house. It was lovely. He and his wife are very successful people and had a beautiful house right there in right on the corner of Brentwood and Franklin. And great, great place. It's actually the neighborhood he grew up in. So he's all, you know, it's like you've arrived. You're back home where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was excited. We went and ate dinner at a restaurant up there and had a good time. And then went to Indiana the next day. And when I got to Indiana, I got out of the car. I thought, this weather's delicious. I told my wife, I said, I understand why people stopped going south. Because stuff grows there during the summer,
mm-hmm.
but you don't die during the summer. And during the winter, I mean, you can always, you know, build a teepee or something. You don't have to keep going south. Not as many bugs. They got fireflies up there.
Yeah.
The last time I saw a firefly, well, it's been a while. Anyway, our number 272-9228. I got a story here. It's one of the most confusing stories in America. And I can't figure out what's going on in this story. I've had multiple people, I've read multiple news stories about it. I've had multiple people try to tell me the scandal embedded in here, including a guest on our program that's been on here a few times. Here's the headline from Bill Britt this morning, ALReporter.com. Ethics lawyer draws heat in hearing for Trump's former regional EPA director and associate. That's a long, convoluted headline for one thing.
Seriously.
But this is a five-page story, four-and-a-half-page story. So I think to myself, I'm finally going to get a story detailed enough that I can figure out what the hell's going on in this thing. There are two people on trial, or the two people indicted, Scott Phillips and Trey Glenn.
Uh-huh.
They seem like decent people. I'm not making bad comments about them. I don't know anything about them or what they did because no damn story covers this well enough. Right. I can't tell what's going on.
Right.
But apparently there's some sort of scandal where Tom Albritton or the ethics lawyer over the ethics commission or somebody supposedly went around somebody's over and above somebody's head or didn't follow some procedure laid out somewhere. And then the irony of ironies is Bill Athenas, who was the lawyer for Governor Robert J. Bentley, his co-counsel on this case is Matt Hart, who prosecuted Robert J. Bentley. It's bizarre. It's bonkers.
Guess that's why you don't burn bridges.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, these guys are pros.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You never know, you know, when you'll be against someone one week and with them the next.
But I want to read you how it's written here. Chief among the questions hanging over the indictments. Okay, so this should get right to the nut of the issue, right? Mm-hmm. Get me right into the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
Chief among the questions hanging over the indictment. It's the chief question. Chief among the questions.
Right.
Why Ralston, lawyer for the Ethics Commission, and Ethics Commission Director Tom Albritton claim that then Jefferson County District Attorney Mike Anderton asked them to assist him with the case against Phillips and Glenn, when in fact it was Albritton and Ralston who asked Anderson to take the Anderton to take the case.
Huh.
Another major question was whether the action by Albritton and Ralston violates Phillips and Glenn's right to due process. Here's what I don't understand. They were indicted by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Obviously a grand jury, but was it a Jefferson County grand jury?
Right. I don't know.
If they were indicted by a Jefferson County grand jury, that is due process. That is your probable cause hearing, essentially. That's what grand juries do. Is that, so I don't understand the scandal. I would love someone to explain the scandal to me. I would love someone to tell me why I'm supposed to be outraged about this, because all of the people on my side of the anti-establishment alley, aisle or whatever, they're all outraged over this thing. Ah, can you believe what they've done to these guys? No, because no one will explain what they did to them. I'm a lawyer who's practiced criminal law for a while,
right?
And I can't follow what's going on here.
Right.
They've been indicted. One of them tried to explain it to me by saying, and I think it even mentioned it in this article, that one of the defense lawyers is raising that they didn't go through the ethics commission, and these are ethics charges. You know who one of the defense lawyers is Matt Hart, who didn't go through the ethics commission to get ethics charges against Mike Hubbard.
Well,
irony aboundeth. Irony aboundeth. Did Hubbard raise that specious argument? I don't know. I don't know if that's what's going on or not. The reporting on this is terrible. Bill Britt's story is unreadable. But it's not any worse than anybody else's story on this. Here's what I think's happened. I don't think the reporters know what's going on. Someone's feeding this story, pushing this story out.
Right.
Either Glenn or Phillips has hired somebody, or somebody's working on their behalf to try to create this narrative that this is a big cluster.
Uh-huh.
But the reporters aren't versed enough in what happens in criminal trials and what's going on in this trial in particular to figure out what's going on. And so they're unable to report on the scandal that they're being fed. I'm sure it's a lot of breathless, you'll never believe what they did. Oh, yeah, let me get my pen and paper out here. Let me write down it. Well, and then there was an indictment and there's ethics commission and probable cause and due process. Slow down. I'm taking notes. I mean, somebody at some point has to write a decent article on this.
Right.
Because if I'm going to be outraged, you need to kind of break it down. Say, here's part one. Here's the normal procedure. Part two, here's the procedure that Glenn and Phillips got.
Mm-hmm.
And part three, here's why you're supposed to be outraged.
Hmm.
But don't just, I mean, at one point, this article just reads and it just starts saying, another question, another question, another question, another question. Okay, you got a bunch of questions. Cool. All right, let me read you three sentences in a row. Another major question was whether the action by Albritton and Ralston violates Phillips and Glenn's right to due process. Well, they didn't explain it. Then they go on to the next one. Another question before the court is what role GASP, a prominent environmental group, played in the indictments. Another question addresses why Albritton and Ralston leaked the indictments to AL.com before Phillips and Glenn were notified or arrested. Okay, well, you've asked all these questions. Explain to me why that's supposed to outrage me. Explain to me why that's supposed to outrage me. All right, our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. We got a call, but can you hold for me, please? Because if you don't, we're going to go on without you, because I don't have time to bring you in right now. ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, they have time for you. Maybe instead of calling here and being on hold, you ought to go to ASC Credit Union. Open one of those new Kasasa checking accounts. Tomorrow, we're going to have Tracy in. And she's going to explain to us how to pronounce the word Kasasa.
Right.
Maybe Kasasa. Tracy's going to come in and explain to us how to do that. If you've ever wanted an absolutely free checking account, I had a good friend tell me, said, I went in and I tried to find the catch. I went in, I sat down with the lady, I said, explain to me the Kasasa checking account. And she explained all the bells and whistles. He said, now what's the catch? You know, and he said, I couldn't find a catch. I had a listener text me and say the same thing. That he went in and got the checking account, the new Kasasa checking account at ASC Credit Union, because they basically just give you money and invest money for you and give you interest on your balance and everything else. No catch. No catch. It's just a credit union. That's what credit unions do. ASC Credit Union. Get over there when you get a chance. 9 locations in the River Region, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They are federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lenders. 34 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chance is in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
John Kells Fleetwood, born on this day. What year do you think he was born?
1942.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Mick Fleetwood, there he is. Michael John Kells Fleetwood. 1947.
Oh, okay, so he's younger than I thought.
71 years old. The founder of the band Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, Fleetwood Mac. This is, incidentally, Dave and I were laughing during the break, the only song he solo wrote in his entire career. He has had a band, one of the finest rock and roll bands ever assembled, since the 1960s. He solo wrote precisely one song.
This one. This blues chugel right here. That's what this is. This is chugel music.
I don't know what chugel is.
It's this.
I know it's this, but I don't know what other chugel is. I've never chugled.
Creedence has some chugel. The Dead have a lot of chugel.
Well, you just noodle
blues,
on?
Blues jamming.
Yeah.
Chugel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Not that good either.
Well, that's why it's the only song he ever wrote.
Seriously. Look, Mick. Thanks for the name of the band. We don't need your input on any of the songs anymore.
We're going to hire the greatest singer-songwriter of all time.
Yeah, we're going to bring in these two other people to...
We're going to bring in Lindsey Buckingham and this gal that hangs around him all the time. And she's going to be one of the greatest rock and roll voices of all time. And he's going to be one of the greatest rock and roll songwriters of all time. And you just keep half the profits, bro. You sit back. You play those drums.
Your name's on the building, Mick.
Our number 272922 is 71. That's not bad.
No, I thought he was
70's the new 60.
I thought he'd be pushing 80.
Yeah, 70's the new 60.
Old.
Say he's only 61, really.
Right.
If 70's the new 60. 70 might even be the new 50. I'm telling you what, with pharmaceutical advancements and blood pressure and, you know, diabetic treatments and everything like that,
uh-huh.
70 ain't what it used to be. When I was a kid, 70 was, whew.
Yeah, it was old.
My grandparents, when they were 70, were like bedridden.
They
had glasses the size of Coke bottles.
Yeah.
Hey, my grandfather had those eyebrows, you know, that uh-huh. do this. They're like 4 inches long, but he didn't know because he couldn't
right.
see.
Oh, yeah.
He'd had experimental surgeries because that's what they used to do back then.
Right.
He's got an ulcer. Take out half his stomach.
Experimental surgery. We're not sure this is going to work, but we'll just try it on you, okay?
Sit back.
Ash, sure. Open me up, Doc.
Calm down, Ed. Calm down.
No problem.
Everybody went along with it. They're like, yeah, why not? They learned how to cut. I mean, anyway, 41.
That's also like, they used to perform lobotomies, like, you know, if you have, like, you know, you have, like, one incident. That lobotomy.
Well, it's like the Kennedy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't that far gone.
No, lobotomy.
That's cruel. You've seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right?
Mm-hmm. Read the book, too.
That's the only time I think of lobotomies, is thinking of Jack Nicholson walking out at the end like a zombie. And that old Indian man smothering him. Spoiler alert!
That's right.
If you hadn't seen a movie from the 70s
yet. I can't stand to see him like this. Milos Forman directed that movie.
Fast Eddie.
Yeah, back to the Canada Goose problem.
Yes.
There are several ways to deal with that. There's a development inside the city limits I won't mention. They had a problem, and I noticed that there's a thriving business up north where euthanizing geese is not nearly as popular as it is down here. So there's a thriving business. If you've got, say, a golf community, you pay a guy about $35,000 a year, and he chases the geese off every morning with a drone, because harassing geese is not illegal, but shooting them out of season and over the limit is. No. So I went over to this guy, and I was like, hey, you know, I can help you with your goose problem. And he's like, well, how much is it? And so he bought a .22 air rifle, mm-hmm. and that seems to work quite well. It's not the most humane thing. They take a .22 air rifle. It doesn't kill them. They go home to roost at night in the woods, and then they don't fly back the next day. No mess, you know, no cleanup, no relocation. They relocate themselves.
So he just shoots them?
With a .22 air rifle, yeah. Silently.
And it kills them?
Well, it doesn't kill them immediately if he shoots them in the body, because, and they'll fly home to their roost that night, and then they won't feel like flying back the next day, and then they eventually die in the woods. So there's no messy cleanup and no evidence.
Let me just speak for the entire audience here, Fast Eddie. That's the most frightening and horrid thing I've heard on the air in quite some time. Slow bleed out internally for goose. Why not just say, if you're in the waters and you want a nice meal, there's some Canada goose meat floating around on the water out there. Knock yourself out. Why not just do that?
Well, the federal migratory bird laws need to be changed for Canada geese because they're so overpopulated. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Right now, they're having to hire the USDA with our tax dollars to go out there and kill them. They're outside the city limits. There's plenty of people in the community that would be happy to go out there with shotguns.
And they're delicious.
And eat them.
Yeah. Oh, you can hit them with an arrow. That way you're not chewing on little steel pellets. Because you can't shoot lead over water, right? You have to shoot steel.
You shoot steel. Or they could do them with bow and arrow. Shoot an arrow at them. But you can only do it in the season, and you can't take 150 of them. You can take like four.
Well,
you know, but if each person took four, and you know, you got 100 people living now, there, you know, they're gone.
I think what they ought to do is they should just have Goose Fest. I mean, like, you know, they've got that crawfish boil out there and all that. I want to just do, like, you know, sometime, like, I don't know, between, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, just have a big goose feast, you know?
A bunch of grills out there?
Yeah, just...
It's the smell of burning goose flesh for miles.
They could have, like...
Here's the problem. You ever cleaned a goose? I watched it. Not a pretty process.
There's one more method that's used when they're molting and can't fly. They take these, they take some PVC and put some netting in them. You get like 20 people, and you just herd them up, and then you throw them in a truck, and you relocate them. I think they still euthanize them after that and relocate them over the Rainbow Bridge. But
What did the USDA do? They went out to the Pike Road and they grounded them up. What did they do?
I'm guessing they used shotguns. I don't know. They might, if they were molting, they might have gathered them up in that net. You know, just herded them up, put them in a truck, and then relocated them. But they said they euthanized them. So, I mean, the population is outrageous now everywhere across the country. I mean, that's what...
Well, I just hate all that delicious meat went to waste.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's what down Sully's plane.
Yeah, that's right. The geese.
And airports do have contractors that keep them out of their airspace.
Mm-hmm.
By whatever means necessary.
Well, man, you've depressed me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was the most horrific call I've heard in a while.
Well, you know, it's the goose murder hour.
Shoot them and let them go roost and not come back.
Yeah, nothing like a Nothing like 9 a.m. on a Monday morning, just talking about, you know, mass murder geese.
Can you imagine the little baby geese in the trees? Like, oh, mom's home. Yay, we're going to eat.
Dead.
And they're like, ma? I don't feel so good, little bird. I felt a lump in my chest earlier. Hopefully you'll survive without me. Ma? Who's this?
Hey, this is Dana. I can tell you all about that stuff. You're talking about geese.
I do want to know all about it.
All right, here's how it works. First of all, government tax dollars didn't pay for it. They have to pay for it, but it's called a CSA service.
The Confederate States of America?
No, it's a cooperative service agreement, CSA. Okay. Yeah, but, all right, and here's how they put them down. When they're molting, yes, you can round them up, and they use AVMA guidelines, American Veterinary Medical Association guidelines, and one of those guidelines is CO2 chamber. Mm-hmm. So they put in a CO2 chamber, and they basically go to sleep. And then they're disposed of in a big hole. That's how it works.
How do you know this?
Because I'm a wildlife biologist.
Oh. Have you ever been on a goose massacre like this?
Yes, and here's the thing is a goose, they poop about every 20 minutes, mm-hmm. 1.5 pounds of fecal matter per day per goose. So at 150 geese, you've got a lot of poo-poo
geese
out there.
Geese feces. That's our band.
Yes, and geese feces has been proven to have Giardia in it. Histoplasmosis, fungal matter.
We're going
to
go with the official doo-doo goose.
Doo-doo goose.
Man, they got them doo-doo gooses out there.
So if you have 100, that's 150 pounds a day of poop.
More than that.
1.5 pounds per goose per day is what these locals do. And that's just a lot of fecal matter on the ground. The kids are trying to run around in, play on, whatever. And But the thing is, people have to call the USDA and have them come out, but the people pay for it.
But why don't we grill up the steaks? I mean, why don't we take the breasts out and eat them?
Well, you can do what you want to with them, but
I can't.
The other thing about the relocation, the state does not allow the relocation of residential Canada geese.
Why?
And hey, that's a state law.
I mean, I know, but I'm seriously like, is there a reason for that?
Well, one thing is. Would you like someone to go catch 150 geese and put them in your backyard?
No.
I don't know, though. Can I eat them? They're delicious.
And the thing is, they're migratory. A lot of them will come right back.
Yeah, it's like taking a feral cat and running it two counties over. It's going to be back on your back porch.
One of the worst things people do is take feral cats, fix them, and release them back in the wild. They need to be put down. That's just my opinion as a biologist. But with the geese, you take them somewhere else, they might come back. Plus, if you've ever seen a goose nest, and I live up here in the Wetumpka area,
mm-hmm.
if a goose has a nest and you have a small child and it gets close to a nest, they're strong enough to break the arm of a small child if they get a ball.
They're mean too, aren't they?
Yes, they're extremely aggressive when they have nests.
Yeah.
They're bad aggressive, and if they get used to people feeding them, they stay around, and if a child's running around, it eases up on a nest without you knowing it. I've been chased by them. I mean, they get pretty ornery.
Jeez.
But the euthanization processes the USDA uses are all AVMA guidelines.
Hmm.
So they're not going out there and shooting them like people are thinking and bludgeoning them in the head. You can look up CO2 euthanization, but everything they do follows the Veterinary Medical Association guidelines. And I also do a lot of hog work with disease, so anytime y'all want to talk about pigs, I can talk about that too.
I love pig. Pig is delicious.
We removed like 350 last week off of property they hired us to come out there.
By removed, you mean you mowed them down with semi-automatic fire?
No, we caught them in a big trap.
Oh,
and then used AVMA guidelines.
Oh, AVMA.
Basically a gunshot to the head.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks. I'm not squeamish when it comes to killing animals. I just don't want to waste the meat. Now, wild pig meat's gross.
Right.
But wild goose meat's amazing.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
If you just took 100, I mean, the breasts are like this big, Dave. They're like that big.
Right.
So that's like 300 of those beauties.
I mean, again, goose fest.
Goose fest. All right, Gordon. I know what we're doing this fall in the PR.
That's right.
Goose fest 2019. We'll do it during Oktoberfest. We'll spell Goosefest with umlauts.
Umlauts?
Yeah. Goosefest.
I mean, look, this is a free idea, and it's a great idea, if you ask me.
I'm in. Well, 150 geese and some pumpkin spiced ale.
You can leave that part out.
Come on, it's October. Everything's pumpkin spice.
And it's gross.
We'll be back.
What Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you.
Axl Rose on the tunes.
Peak Guns N' Roses off the debut album. It was all downhill from there. But this is one of the top five studio albums of all time.
What's crazy, too, though, is that, like, they had most of the songs for the next two albums that they put out already written, and they just decided not to include them on this because this was, like, all rockers.
Well, it's really the next three albums because they had all the stuff from Lies already written.
Right.
They had most of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Okay, yeah, put it a double album.
And there are songs from Lies that are on Appetite for Destruction, but the producer made them rock it up a little bit.
Right.
It's too slow. Like, you're crazy. You're blanking crazy. Anyway, our number 272-9228. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over there wants to, he wants to make your life better. Wants to make your life better. The farmhouse where we stayed, Dave, had a patio on it that was stamped concrete.
Really?
Up in Indiana. And every time I walked out there and looked at it, I thought, Tom Latham would have done a better job. It was okay. I mean, it was an okay stamped concrete, but it wasn't Tom Latham standard stamped concrete. This is a nice place. But Tom Latham's is the best. I mean, the absolute best. Stamped concrete, decorative concrete, even just the flat brushed concrete or polished concrete. He just does a better job. He's got better crews. He's got better equipment. He's just great. He's just fantastic at it. So give him a call. 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearn.co. You can always find him on Facebook. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Nathan Lindsay, headed to Governor Ivey's office.
Oh.
Catherine Gail Thrash, out as the appointment secretary, Nathan Lindsay in. Nathan, I've known Nathan Lindsay since college. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on good terms and bad terms over the years, but just really based on politics more than anything, not any personality issues. Some of the candidates he backed over the years, I ran people against and vice versa.
It happens.
But he's a good guy. He's been at the Business Council of Alabama for the last 8 years. He'll be overseeing Governor Kay Ivey's selections and appointments, members of boards, commissions, things like that. Governors get a lot of appointments.
They do.
I mean, a lot of appointments in all 67 counties.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor doesn't know people in all 67 counties. If they do, they might know a person or two. You can't name everybody, you know, right. Your buddy's best friends.
Right.
So they hire appointment secretaries, and that's what's happening here. So wish him well. Another update of people coming and going from the governor's office, Daniel Sparkman, who I really do like. I really did like this guy when we interviewed him.
Yeah. I thought he would have had a better showing in that race.
I did, too. But, yes. You know, it happens. Politics is funny.
It is.
He came from Bentley's office, and then he stayed over and worked in Kay Ivey's office.
Mm-hmm.
He comes highly recommended by everybody who knows him. Everybody likes him. He's going to the Alabama Council of Engineering Companies. And Renee Casillas, the executive director over there, hired him. He's a great guy. She's a great person, too.
Yeah.
Just truly a good organization over there. They're a little little heavy on the road tax, but...
you know.
They're fighting for their people.
It's kind of like, you know, how they make their money.
They're fighting for their people. And finally... See, I'm going to get all the local news done in the local news hour. Stephen Leith, out as Auburn president. Less than 2 years on the job. 23 months into the job. Out as Auburn's president. So there's a little chaos over on the plains. Leith is the guy who wanted to fire Bruce Pearl.
Uh-huh.
And then Bruce Pearl went to the Final Four. He's the guy who wanted to re-up. Initially wanted to fire Malzahn. Then Malzahn goes on this miracle run to the championship game. So he keeps him on, gives him like a 100-year extension at $1 trillion a year. And then he goes back to being, you know, Malzahn.
The Gus Bus.
The Gus Bus is never cruising at 55. It is either going 100 with no brakes, or it is in reverse.
Yeah, or like 9.
It never is going 55.
But like the 9 miles an hour from Black Sheep, where like he pulls him over and they pull over into the median. He's like, well, I got a Hemi 454 with the... We were probably going 55. You were going 7, sir.
That's right. That's the Gus Bus. I hope it's doing 110 with no brakes next year.
That makes one of us.
It's 10 o'clock. Just about.